Jenny on the web on today's Moment of Science. Okay, admit it. You do email. You can look things up on the web. Maybe you can even find the tilde key. But you don't really know some basic things about computers, like what a search engine actually does. Feel no shame. We at a Moment of Science are prepared to help. A search engine is just a system set up somewhere that does the hunting for you. You put in Jennifer Lopez, and the search engine gives you a list of 10,000 sites where the feisty Latina singer is mentioned. How did it do that? First, here's what it didn't do. It didn't receive your query, turn its attention to the entire web, and start looking for places where the letter string L-O-P-E-Z is found. Try that, and by the time you got an answer, she would have been married three more times. Instead, it uses what's known as pre-processed data. That means it has a Jennifer Lopez index file already generated and is using a program called a crawler to keep checking the web for more hits. In a sense, it's always searching the web before you want to, one step at a time. Notice, though, that what a crawler looks for is just the words Jennifer Lopez. If you make a web page advertising chili that's hotter than Jennifer Lopez, boom, up it goes into the index file. That's one reason search engines still give us uselessly huge numbers of hits. Many use what are called ranking programs to try to cut down responses, but looking for Jenny without getting Craig or Jones is still a challenge for computers of tomorrow. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Text Hillary Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Javed Mustafa in Library and Information Science. I'm Don Glass.